On the show today, we have IMM's John Levy talking about the evolution of the digital signature and its impact on the credit union industry. So check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have IMM's very own John Levy. How are you, John?
Doing great, Mike. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Welcome to our show. And before we got going with the recording, actually, this is yesterday when we had our pre-recording. You got the surfboard in the background and all the surf stuff. We were comparing East Coast waves to West Coast waves. So that was a fun conversation and a totally different show altogether. But it's good to have the East Coast surf fandom on the East Coast there. So it's really cool.
We're representing.
Exactly. Represent the East Coast. Very cool stuff. All right, John. So let's get on with our topic at hand here. We're going to talk a little bit IMM, what you guys do, some technology, some trends, all that type of stuff. And you guys have been in business since 1996. That's quite a while now. That's a long time in these here days. And I mean, that was kind of when the internet was just kind of getting going. Google was still kind of a giggle at that time. And then cell phones were the size of a cinder block. And even the Palm Pilot was getting going about that time. So when you guys first started, what was your focus? What was IMM's specialty back then?
That's a great question. Everything was way different.
Oh, yeah.
It was all paper-based. I'm not sure if you remember green bar paper, but
yeah,
holy smokes. I mean, at credit unions, it was prevalent. It was everywhere. And you're right. This was just about the time that Al Gore invented the internet,
exactly.
Right? We had like dial-up modems, so things were super slow bandwidth-wise. There wasn't much happening on the internet. From a technology perspective, we were at the point where we were doing fill from screen electronic documents, and that was supposed to take us way into the future, into the mid-2000s. But it didn't take long for people to understand, especially the credit unions, that if we're taking a typewriter and making an electronic and then printing it to paper and signing it with a wet signature, pen and ink, to then go back to scan and index it to make it electronic, There's a bit of a chasm somewhere in there.
A little bit.
That needs to be filled.
A little bit. So, I mean, so how were your solutions back then used? I mean, can you provide some scenarios with some of your customers back then?
Well, I would say at that point, it was really our credit unions that guided us.
Oh, okay.
And the first step was really that they said, gee, we have these business applications, lending platforms, account opening, core systems, and we've got these documents predominantly from our good friends and partners, CUNY Mutual.
Sure.
And we need them to be populated. So for all intents and purposes, I would have considered us a data integrator at that point, mm-hmm. doing mapping. But that was great. But think about it, same end result, you're printing to paper. So they came back to us not long after that and said, gee, you know, hey guys, we would really like to go end-to-end, fully electronic.
Mm-hmm.
So to get there in that crevasse, that gap, you had to have workflow. You know, you need to make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's, that you have e-signature in person and then remotely via the web in case,
yep.
one of your members is on a cruise ship.
Yep.
And then you need to be able to ingest that fully electronic into the enterprise content management system.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the gap that we started to fill. And I'd like to think we were smart enough to figure that out, but we weren't. It was really our credit unions that came to us and said, hey, this is something that we need.
I think you're so right in that, because that's where a lot of the best solutions come from, are the people that are using this stuff day in and day out, experiencing some of the challenges and the hurdles and things like that. But that's where you get these great solutions like, oh my gosh, here's an idea. Let's go to our partners and say, hey, can we try this? So that's where it all starts. It's so cool to hear that. So what did you guys envision the future would be with digital signatures? I mean, because that was kind of one of the big hurdles in the beginning as well, right?
Yes, it was. It was. And, you know, I don't know that I could have envisioned everything that we're at now, but I can tell you this, I have and have always envisioned much change. I know as a technology vendor at a very high level, in my mind, you can never be satisfied with status quo. Everything's got to be quicker, better, faster, more efficient.
Yep.
You know, we have, there used to be a motto out here at credit unions, when in doubt, paper out. You know, and that's starting to go away because now we're starting to see cradle to grave, end to end, fully e-process. And I see that driven by two things. One, it's the consumer, the members' experience. People like easy. It's easy. And then the second part of it is it drives great efficiencies. When you electronically streamline what's historically paper-based in a credit union, savings are huge.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what's really driving this all. I think about the easy part, like myself. You know, I go to Starbucks, right? A little ad for Starbucks. What do? I don't pay with cash. I don't use my credit card. I just scan a barcode. Why? Right. Because I like easy.
Yeah. And instead, you can even order from the parking lot and walk in and pick it up and leave. You don't have to do any of that. You can even bypass that whole thing.
Easy's good.
Exactly. We love, and that's why, what was the latest stat that, you know, people are using the Starbucks app to purchase their coffee? It's, I mean, it's some astronomical number, that the amount of people that are using the app to purchase now. So it's just, it's like probably 15%, 20%, something like that now. It's just going through the roof right now. So which shows you, it just kind of solidifies your point there. People like easy. They like convenience, as long as it's secure. So
yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah, and which kind of leads me to my next question is digital transformation. We are hearing this everywhere. Credit unions are starting on their digital transformation journeys. And so, I mean, what does it mean to you guys? What does it mean to you guys, a digital transformation? Because, I mean, it can mean a lot. It's a pretty broad term as far as finances go. But what does it mean to you guys? And then how do you transfer that to your credit union clients?
Well, I think it's official. Omnichannel is now replaced with digital transformation. We're hearing a lot of that. And, you know, digital transformation can mean many different things to many different people in many different ways.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if I was to think of it from a more technical standpoint, I guess I'd say digital transformation is the profound transformation of a business process that leverages technologies to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this isn't the greatest example, but it's a good analogy. I think of E. coli and I think of digital transformation because I think of what just recently happened in Arizona, right? Now, they still have no idea where that lettuce came from. But I'll tell you what, thinking from digital transformation, if the blockchain was in place, I'll tell you what, they would know what the chain of custody was and where that source came from. So that to me is digital transformation. In our world, it's all things paper becoming electronic. And that could mean many different things: integration, workflow, e-signature, archival. All of those are involved in digital transformation.
And there's a massive cool factor. I know this is kind of an intangible type of thing, but there's a massive cool factor when you take all this paper stuff and you turn it into digital. I mean, for the consumer, when they see that, gosh, I can digitize my signature and put that on, you know, a document. Are you kidding me? I can digitize this whole entire loan document and then, you know, e-signature here, e-signature there, that type of stuff. I mean, there's a massive cool factor here, not to mention, obviously, like you said before, it's the convenience and the ease of it. So it's so cool to see how it's transforming. And so, I mean, and that kind of leads me to, like, what lessons have you guys learned over the years for best practices in this area?
Well, as far as lessons, there's been so many I couldn't even say, but there's three things that I go by.
Okay.
Internally here, and everyone in this organization knows that. The first principle I go by is called Moore's Law. Gordon Moore from Intel, the founder. So he had his own law, which is pretty cool in itself. And he said that technology and computing power doubles every 18 months.
Yep.
So that's exponential growth. And that leads me to number two. Don't fall in love with a technology. Embrace and adapt and go with transformation, because I can tell you the one thing we do know, things will change. And if you don't change in the world of technology, it's kind of like a salmon that stops swimming upstream.
Yeah.
It's not a good scenario.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if it all feels impossible, It might be until it happens, which it usually does.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I love the salmon analogy. Very cool stuff. Is there an association completely dedicated to electronic signatures? And if so, tell me about some of these initiatives.
Yeah, so I have been part of the Electronic Signatures and Records Association for about 10 years.
Oh.
I'm a board member at large. I was chairman 2 years ago.
Okay.
And it is a passion of mine because it's a trade association. It's the only one, and it's the premier association focused on the advancement of electronic signatures and records across all industries. We've sort of changed our motto to be a trusted digital economy for all, because it brings in many more things than electronic signatures and records. But really what we do is we educate and advocate for the acceptance of digital transactions. And the thing that I love about this organization is that it brings together competitors, whether they be vendors or end users, for the greater good. And there is such a huge amount of expertise and leadership in our field, and everybody plays really well in that sandbox together to move things along. And we've kept it where technology is a neutral item. So it's really been, it's a great organization.
Yeah, I'd love to see advancement. I love to see people working together for the advancement of just technology services, et cetera, et cetera. And this is what credit unions are really well known for, that whole collaboration thing. So really cool stuff. All right, I want to get kind of wrapping up here, John. If someone had told you in 1996 that technology would come this far, what we were talking about at the top of the show, what would you have said? What would you have said about what's happening now, you know, back in 1996?
This is like a family podcast, so I don't think I really say in New Jersey terms what I'd like to say. But no way. I'd be like, forget about it. There's no way I would have ever predicted that there are phones with cameras, there's touchscreens in cars, and cars that drive themselves, and I have a device at home in our kitchen. It actually listens to me, takes orders from me, and then delivers a product, maybe even by a drone. So I'm just not that much of a visionary that I could have figured that out 22 years ago. I'd love to tell you I could, but I can't.
Well, my last question for you, John, is one I've been waiting for the whole time here. It's like, what do you think is going to happen in the next, I mean, if you can get your crystal ball 20 years, what's going to happen in the next 20 years in this area? Because, I mean, just where it's, like you said, where it's come in that amount of time is phenomenal. But where we're going, if you can even map it out that far, much less 10 minutes in the future, what do you see coming down the railroad tracks?
I think I can.
Okay.
I can't tell you what it's going to look like. It's going to be massive changes. It's going to be disruptive. And I would tell everyone that's listening, strap in, because it's going to be a bumpy ride, and there's going to be a lot of twists and turns. And I'll share one final analogy.
Yeah, yeah.
That is, if you think about an industry that has nothing to do with what we do, think about what autonomous cars, shared rides, what is that going to do to the auto industry, to the insurance industry that supports it, to rental companies, to Uber, to Lyft? It's going to be different. Now, I don't know what it's going to look like, but I can tell you one thing. It will be monumentally different.
Yeah, can't wait. Can't wait, sir. John, thank you so much for hanging out with us for a few minutes here. It's been quite the adventure going through our little time capsule here from when you guys started to 20 years in the future. So a lot of fun indeed. And again, can't wait to see what's coming down the railroad tracks. And you guys are right there in the mix. So well done.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Now get out there in the ocean, all right? Go catch some waves, all right? Not on that board behind you either, all right? That one's broken.
That's a long story.
Okay. All right, John. Thanks again, man. Appreciate the time.
All right. Take care.